Hello, and welcome to our first podcast ever. Our first podcast ever that we're actually recording. And I don't want to say basically because I say basically a lot, I find. Well, anyway, after like 6 months of trying and failing, we finally are actually gonna post this podcast.
Are we really going to, Devin?
You're kind of quiet, so
I'll speak louder, don't worry.
Wait, no.
Hello.
That's a bit better.
Lovely.
You kind of...
Lovely weather we are having.
Yeah, this is our, I guess, new podcast that we're doing. And if you guys, most people, let's be honest, found this podcast either from like...
By mistake.
Yeah, by mistake. Or you know who I am. Or there's that rare chance that you know who Dan is. Which is, I'm kind of rare, but mine's kind of rare too.
What up?
But anyway, we made a group called the Clan of right now three people. There might be a new member coming in, but he needs a better mic. I know our mics are really crappy right now, but that's because I can't even speak today. Dan, he's talking on his phone and it's really gross. And me, I'm talking on my desktop, but Dan says it's better than my laptop, but I don't really think so when I'm recording over it. But I don't know. So this is basically a clan podcast where it'll mostly be me and Dan talking, but I could hear myself in the background. Dude! Okay, I can as well. Anyway, it's going to be a clan podcast, mostly with me and Dan talking, but there will be the occasion where other members of the group will be in, like Jeremy, which is, you probably know him as Nightmare Crafting on YouTube. You should first check out my channel, which is youtube.com/dev0457. Then check out Dan's, which is youtube.com/ I don't know, actually. I think Dan hung up.
No, random, wow, user.
Yeah, because you... Okay, and then Jeremy's Nightmare Crafting. Then you could even go farther and be more up to date by liking my Facebook page at facebook.com/therandomuser, or going to Twitter and following me at Devin457.
Whoa.
Or you
when
could
did this Twitter thing happen?
I don't really go on Twitter a lot, to be honest. I haven't.
I've never been on Twitter before. I'm sad.
Also, follow my Tumblr. Just kidding.
I mean, what the hell's Tumblr?
I don't have a Tumblr.
What is it, though?
Kennedy,
tell me.
Kennedy told me, like, make a Tumblr account. So I'm like, whatever, okay. And then...
I shall make one right now.
I went on the website, and there's a bunch of pictures. And I'm like, oh, this is gay. And I went off. That's about it. But yeah, I would explain right now about what's been going on my channel, because for the past, like, 5 months, nothing but updates video has been coming out, and there's only been, like, three of them. But I'll make another updates video talking about what's really been going on, and...
And I'll say, hey, what's going on?
And it's not a dead channel, because if it was, this wouldn't be being recorded right now, and I'm probably gonna upload this on my channel as well. So, that's basically what's been going on with me, well, in a nutshell. I don't know about Jeremy. I haven't talked to him in, like, 2 days. No, it's been, like, 3 weeks. And Dan, might as well, you could tell them what you've been doing.
Okay. I've been, what should I say? I don't know how to put it. I've just been playing Xbox, sitting on my couch all day, not interesting.
Hold on. Okay. You guys, if you're listening, I know we're probably going to get, like, 3 comments, but what should Dan get out of a capture card or whatever else he said?
Dungeons and Dragons,
yeah.
Board game, or a new iPod. Oh, wait, no, not a new iPod. My laptop pick.
I say, wow. You just changed that on me. I was going to say capture card, but now you said your laptop fixed. My vote goes to your laptop fixed.
My vote goes there, too.
If none of you vote, that's going to be sad. You're probably not. But, yeah. Also, I almost forgot, over the past, like, year and a half, about 5 people or 6 have, requested me and Dan to do another Fireboy and Ice Girl thing.
What? Are you serious?
Another video.
No.
But it's okay, because we're not as derpy.
Not okay.
And we hit puberty, so that's okay. And, that's it. Also, the Minecraft series, it's happening before the month ends, I promise you. Maybe next month beginning. I promise you, my life.
Out of this, cause, you know, my laptop's not going to be fixed till February 16th, so you're just going to kick me out of this now, okay?
No, you're not kicked out. We need you, dude. We need you.
Oh, what is this? Is this one of your, like, it's not me, I mean, it's not you, it's me scenarios?
No, it is you.
Oh. Okay.
It is. It is kind of you, though. We've been waiting, and then we finally got the one day to record, but it went so terrible that we're like, damn it.
One that we did was okay.
It was perfect. Everyone died except you. And you're like, I'm the first one to die, dude. I'm the first one to die. And everyone died except you. There were, like, 6 of us.
That's how awesome of a Minecraft player I am.
I spent, like, the first 30 minutes protecting you until I died.
You didn't protect me.
Yeah, I did.
I was on my own sitting
in the caves.
I was looking for iron or
when Jeremy died, we went in the caves, and I was protecting you.
Wow, no, Family Guy just turned on. Go off.
If I hear it, okay. I didn't hear it. I don't know really what we should talk about because we're still a smaller YouTube group. We don't have partnerships yet, but I'm actually kind of close to that. Thumbs up and thank you. But way future-wise for podcasts, this won't be as a drag. And it'll probably be more sexy.
You know who we should talk about?
Who?
Aaron Paul.
Yeah, no. Oh, my heater just turned on. It's right under my mic. That's on my desk. So it's probably gonna hear you guys here. I've been thinking this, but I've had this idea because since me and Dan hang out the most out of the 3 so far, maybe a 4th member, like officially be a 4th member, but you guys that are listening may know already because you probably don't. I was just about to say because he's in the Minecraft video, but it's not even out and probably won't be out. But anyway, I was having an idea that me and Dan, we should be like watching like crappy horror movies and reviewing them.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Like, Netflix one. We should watch, like, the new Texas Chainsaw
Massacre.
No, it's just called Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Oh. You know it's a horrible horror movie we should review?
Dude, don't even say it.
Well, what am I gonna say?
You're probably gonna say Insidious.
I was gonna say Wreckage, but Insidious sucked, yes.
No,
it was
creepy.
Not scary. I admit that
creepy
it was
hell.
Like, they did a good job. It was made on a low budget, but it was not scary.
It was so creepy.
No, it wasn't.
We can't review.
It was like little, like, plastic, like, when they went into the guy's mind or whatever, and they're all in the place. The, like, one devil-looking guy that came after him looked like he was made out of Play-Doh.
That's what makes him creepy. It's a weird, creepy smile. We're probably gonna, like, review the Saw.
Wreckage.
No, Saw.
Seed of Chucky.
Saw franchise. Could you really call it a franchise? Saw. I mean, that's, like, really... It's kind of interesting, but I never really liked them. Kind of made a lump in my throat the whole time. Because I'm like, oh god, that's just weird. But I didn't throw up. I never thrown up ever watching a movie. Ever.
I'm watching Wreckage tonight. I'm finishing it.
If you don't want us to just review crap, we could review a bunch of movies. And we're soon, once one of us gets a capture card, because I'm getting one soon as well, we'll do game night type things where we sit down and do, like, Xbox games.
Yeah, but I have a feeling if, like, I get a capture card, my mom will get me, like, the crappiest one, and, like, my
like
videos will be even horribler than they are now, if that's even the word. Horribler.
I'll send you a link to a pretty good one. It's kinda cheap, I guess. It's only like $160.
Oh wow, I thought like it would have been like 200.
It records in HD.
Wow.
Ow.
Considering I have a flat screen in my room now and a futon in my room and our room's all redone and I have a flat screen now, shall just say that again.
It's really cheap though. And there's like an HD one, and then there's a standard one that's only like $80.
I got a new HD camera. It actually takes really good videos. Just that I haven't recorded anything because my laptop's been broken, so if I even did record anything, I wouldn't have been able to, post it. Ooh, did you see my Darkness Online Let's Plays?
I can't understand you. I'll just say it again.
Did you see my Darkness Online?
Yeah, I did. I seen the last episode. You're like, I don't even want to mock you because I'm not too good. But you're like, this game is like amazing because... oh god, it's just... I mean...
Horrible, yeah, I know.
What is? The game?
No, the game's awesome. But,
Well, Justin Nitro from Nitro Game Studios, told me to review his game, and I'm gonna review it right now, because he didn't say I had to do a separate video. Sorry, Justin, I'm not a dickbag, but, your game? I'm a really, like, honest person coming to reviewing, and, if I had to give it out of 10...
I'd give it a 2 or a 3.
At this point right now, you did a good job, but at this point, I'd only give it about a... Highest I could go is like 2.5 out of 10. Out of 16 and a half. 2.5 out of 16 and a half. 2.5...
I like how you're like a little like square dude.
He told me he did that because he's really bad at making sprites. So,
Rage 20, 1999's online, which is Joshua Swanson.
So, Justin. You... just make the graphics better, there's this really annoying thing that I, for people that don't know at all, there'll be a link in the description to the game, Darkness Online. It's like a Flash game on a website. I'm not saying it's like total crap, it's like fun. Like when you're sitting at your desk and you have nothing to do, and you want to waste like 45 minutes, just play Darkness Online. That makes it sound so bad, it's not that bad. He did a good job. Every time, it's like there's this effect where it snows. Justin, you should fix it so the snow doesn't go through the ground and pop off the end of the screen. It just looks so weird.
That never happened to me. Wait, yep. I like so that gross. Though, because that's how, like,
I beautiful don't...
it makes it look. But the game's like, it's an online game, but it's not, because
there's
nobody
like
else
no
plays
one on
it.
There.
Like, you're all alone, sitting there mining for like 20 minutes to get enough money to buy something to kill that one red dragon, because I didn't know how to play at first, so like, I was horrible at it. And I sat there mining, and got all the nitro gear, and then. Yeah, and then, I beat the game, and it's like, that's it? I'm sad now, what am I supposed to do? Another guy sent me, like, a request to do a Let's Play of his game. He helped Justin made it, he said. It's called, like, Legends Online or something, I don't know, but he asked me to do a Let's Play of his game, and I'm just like, I didn't reply, I just ignored him.
I'm just like, I didn't reply, actually, I didn't say anything. Justin, I promised you I'm gonna do a Let's Play of it. I will later on. I think it should, you should change a bunch of stuff and make it just, better. You're working on it, I know that. But, here's a tip. Get, like, for the sprites, instead of just using, like, the default thing that it gives you in the software, get Photoshop and use it that way. Just get a template for the size that the people are and just make the shades better and shadows and all that. And there's the graphics will be better. The controls are, they're good, I guess. It's so hard because me and Dan, we always play like these, everyone basically does, plays these like really good, amazing games, and then you're like, go do this, and you're like, it's fun for the time it gives you, but it's like an iPod app that you get for free.
You know, this one is gonna say, Justin, should like, get a different game, like a game software. You should use like Unity and make like an app for it. That'd be pretty sweet. But, like, what if like in 20 years, Justin, like, he becomes like famous, a big game designer? Like, could that just be retarded? I'd just look at myself and look at this old podcast and be like, we were criticizing his game. We're such a-holes, I guess, the way to put it.
Yeah, well, long story short, we are still, like, iffy about some people coming into the clan because we obviously want friends that we don't have any issues with. And there's a lot of people of our friends that we have issues with. One of us do. But me and Dan, we barely ever fight. Me and Jeremy barely ever fight. Dan and Jeremy don't really know each other, but as far as they do, they're pretty good friends. But, I and Jeremy have been debating really over if we would want Justin into the clan because he's cool and all, but there's days.
Where what do you like, mean by there's days?
He's like on his man period. He's gonna be so pissed when he listens. He's gonna be like, wow, guys. Nice to know you're my friend. We don't mean it in that way, though. It's just really kind of hard to explain.
I don't know. I find that was kind of like, when he used to go to our school in grade 2, I was kind of mean to him. I used to call him Scrawny and push him around. Me and Zach used to do that, and I tried explaining to him who he was to Zach again, you know, Bucktooth Beaver Dog, and Zach doesn't remember him. I'm like, come on, Scrawny? Old Scrawny? He's like, no. I feel bad for how mean I used to be to old Justin. I'm sad now.
Yeah, back to what I say earlier, because obviously, let's be realistic. First one to get partnership, I'm looking at myself. Probably next will either be, it's probably gonna be Dan, because he's in this podcast right now. Jeremy, he's probably gonna be last, and then there we go. And after at least the first person gets a partnership, I'm not saying it's 100% I will, because Dan could just go, like, get a viral video, and there you go. And, but after that, members, it's gonna be harder for them unless they already, like, were apart, and we already, like, know them, because we're not gonna add people that we met on the internet. Because, people like my friend Mackenzie, Dan knows him. Yes, Mackenzie.
Yes.
Well, he's gonna be in the Minecraft series, but I don't really think it's okay for him to be in the clan. I mean, Cody's alright, but he's
what's up with Mac? Why?
I don't know. Like, this is getting very negative. One thing that I'm gonna just, like, pass right over this. One thing that we, haven't thought is if Jeremy wants anyone in, because we haven't really talked to Jeremy, but as far as I know, Jeremy's friends, they're not very, like, Alex, at first, I'm like, ooh, he's pretty cool, and then I'm like, damn it, he's such a jerk. No, I don't want you. No, I'm not making a server just so you could play survival by yourself. Go play single player. No, stop. No, I don't care. No, that's what it turned out to be. And there's, like, there's his other friend that's such a troll. I just hate his life, but, yeah, I'm pretty sure not all Jeremy's friends are dicks. Not all mine are. A lot of them are. Not all of them. But anyway, yeah, there's only three of us right now.
Hey, Devin.
Yes?
You know the video post?
Wait. Fix your phone. It sounds really weird.
Is it better now?
Kinda.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's way better. It's, like, better than the whole podcast.
Okay, but you know the video I posted of, like, the Minecraft server on the Xbox 360?
Yeah. No.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I got two people on it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Random people? Random people?
Yeah, this guy sent me a message.
Like, fans? Like,
hey, I seen your YouTube video. And I saw your server, and I'm like, yep.
Best thing is, it's only gonna get better. I don't really do this for popularity. Well, I can't really say that right now. I kinda am, because I need, once you get a partnership, it just adds on so much stuff and you get noticed a lot easier and more people find out about you a lot more faster.
Yeah, but I have a question. Who would you have a partnership with?
Who? Are you, like, asking who I'm aiming for?
Yeah, who are you aiming for?
Machinima.
Oh my god, Devin. That's like aiming high. That's
Realm.
Like shooting for the stars.
I don't want to join Machinima Realm. I feel like that's a better thing. Not Machinima, because... But probably, maybe later on, that will happen, because a lot of stuff will be happening this year, not only on my channel, but on Dan's and Jeremy's. Anyway, back to what I was saying, I kind of forgot now.
You were talking about, like, Jeremy's friends, and
no,
one
no.
of them's a troll. And
it was after that, it was after that, oh yes, no, I don't remember. Anyway, So, oh yeah, I remember. It was about why we're doing this, like YouTube. Once we get into like partnerships, we'll get a lot more popular within it and gain more people liking us and finding about it. But I don't really do it because of that. I don't care if like half of the people watching my videos thumb it down and post like dickhole comments, because most of the time that's gonna happen to anyone, but like it's covered by your fan base that you rarely see it. But I do it because most people say this, most YouTubers, but I do it because I enjoy it. And that's the main reason why we all do it. It's also a fun thing to do, because admit it, when you have a partnership, you do get paid. And when you get paid when you get paid to play video games and to have fun, you basically get paid to live the life of your happiness, because gamers could also put out vlogs, because it just works that way. People are like addicted to their face after hearing their voice, and they're like, whoa, you actually look like that. So yeah, you get paid, and it's just great to be a YouTuber. That's why I'm doing it. I got into YouTubing by I actually don't know. I was watching this one guy play, I was watching his walkthrough of Pokemon Leaf Green way, way back when I was trying to, like, complete the game and every single thing about it. And I was, like, watching every video sitting there with my Game Boy, just, like, sitting there watching his videos. I remember just, like, going, Okay, I want a new video come out, and then like 5 come out in one day. It's like the best thing ever. But then the series ended, and I'm like, I should do this. And then but that was like a year and a half after I finished watching that guy. But that was delicious. How did you get into YouTubing, Dan? You were
ahead. Was like well, pretty much by you. I started like watching videos on YouTube just for fun. I used to just watch like funny videos, like cat videos.
Then yeah,
like
me too.
You started like posting videos, and I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. You came over and did that that I don't even want to say it. Well,
we did like.
Okay, you know what?
We did like.
I actually am famous on YouTube. I am actually famous. I am like 10 years old. No, I was like 4 years old. I was at my grandpa's house, and the video is called "Son Gets Scared," LOL, capitals LOL, and
no spaces.
It's funny.
He's like, he literally has like over 1,000 views, guys.
It was like over 9,000.
I could tell you the exact number right now.
I think there's only like 100 actually.
No, there's over like 1,000. There's like 1,200.
But
like,
I am.
But like, popular. Like 75 of those are like me showing Jalen and Jeremy and Justin and
you showed off them
and my family. And my dog, and my cat, and that
gecko,
and Dan. I showed Dan a bunch of times, and
I showed myself.
I showed my imaginary friend. I showed my girlfriend. I don't actually have one.
Oh, did you show Ruben?
No, I haven't spoken.
Does Ruben still not remember you?
No, he remembers me. People who are listening don't get this at all. I know this seems kind of boring, because it's like an extra long thing, but just do what you do with normal podcasts. Like, what I listen to podcasts like any other person, playing like Minecraft or when I'm going to sleep. But when you go into sleep, it kind of, like, makes you mad because you either can't sleep because you're listening to a new podcast and you just want, like, to listen to the whole thing. Or you, like, fall asleep halfway through it and you're like, damn, I have to listen to the whole thing because I don't remember. Ugh.
Whoa, whoa. Can I say something?
And then...
upload this tonight so I can fall asleep to it.
Probably not. I'm gonna have to edit it in the chunks and stuff. Most... I use it... I listen to my podcast the most when I'm at a friend's house and we're playing, like, COD or something and we get pissed at each other, but I can't leave. I'll be, like, called the, like, worst of the century. So I just put in my headphones and listen to a nice podcast. And
Morgan
I can't...
Morgan Freeman has a soothing voice.
I listen to Morgan Freeman's audiobook.
I listen to him breathe at night.
Also, if you made it this far into the podcast, you're, like, amazing. But, our mics, this is probably painful to listen to if I can't, like, get rid of a lot of the background noise. But, it's gonna get a lot better, trust me. We were, like, the final minute at school. I was like, Dan, podcast tonight. And then I walked away and we were... yeah. It's pretty bad right now, but once we get more into a schedule type thing, it'll be better. And Dan's mic and my mic will be better because we'll be using our regular stuff.
Okay. Yes.
It's been mostly me talking. Do you have, like, anything you want to, like... do you have, like, any surprises for your channel?
Oh, my channel, yes. Yes, my channel. I will be changing my name. That's not a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a ripoff of...
me! Me!
Yes.
One of your... I was, like, at his house. I was at Daniel's house, and I was, like, he was sleeping. I was creeping his laptop, and he had a video. He was like, hello, this is the random user. I mean, and I'm like, why? But, you were, like, watching Chucky or something.
Yes, me, my sister, and somebody were watching
With James. It was James.
Yes, it was James. But,
yeah, anyway,
Where was I?
You were saying your...
surprises for my channel.
Like, if, like, new Let's Plays and stuff like that?
Yeah, okay. So, If. Wait, no.
It's a big iffy.
I'm gonna get a tripod, too, for my birthday, so, it's gonna be soon. I should do, like, a PS Vita Let's Play, because I already tried to do some, but my camera was off balance. But it captured it pretty good, and it wasn't blurry because it's like an HD camera, so I'd do like an Uncharted Golden Abyss Let's Play, because, you know, that game is pretty sweet, so I'd do that Let's Play, if I could.
Also, I forgot, really, but if you do follow me on like me on Facebook, because I use Facebook a lot more than Twitter, you'll basically know why I've been so busy. Dan knows. Because I've been doing multiple projects that I don't want to spoil because he'll be like, oh, there's no point liking him now because we know what's going on. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Me and Dan and a bunch of other people have been working planning for about 2 years now, three, it's 2013, to do a show that will be coming out. Happiness will be coming out. I don't even care. It's coming out no matter what in September 2013.
But, like,
season 1.
We need a cameraman.
We do need a cameraman. Actually, the first season, I've written the script for the first 2 seasons already of 3. I've been working on this hardcore, but, I'm basically it might be weird, the camera angles, because the first 4 episodes, we're spoiling it. The first 4 episodes, I'm not gonna be in it, but I am in it. So, obviously, in episode 5. I'm gonna appear in it.
Okay, don't say any more. You're getting too ahead of yourself.
Also, in episode 13 out of
also now you're spoiling it and telling them.
So and so dies.
Episode 13, Devin.
Bill Cosby dies.
Job.
Just kidding. There's no episode 13 at all in any seasons. There's only 3 seasons.
They're only 2 episodes long.
No, season 1 is 8 episodes long, season 2 is 12 episodes long, and season 3 is 13 episodes. No, 12. 11, wait. Sorry. 11, I'm sorry.
Hey, Devin, remember when we were, like, in grade 6 or 7, and we were gonna do that one, like, music parody? We were gonna, like, record it and put it on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
You, like, wrote it all out and everything?
Yeah, but that was, like, it was, like, a rough thing, and then a bunch of, like, I want to do a parody, but earlier on, so, like, we won't get framed for copying other people, because if you put out your own parody, like, if you've been working on it for, like, months, and then, like, you put it out, like, a week after some other person does that gets a lot of views, you're gonna get a lot of hate. So, I've been...
That was, like, something in it.
I've just been, like, waiting for a new, like, video, not, like, music song thing to come out that we could actually use to make a good parody, which hasn't really been too easy since I'm not, like, up to date with everything, but there's not a lot of new music coming out, really.
Hey, Devin?
Like, yes?
You know, if I get, like, a capture core card and my laptop fixed, I could do, like, a Fallout New Vegas Let's Play. That'd be awesome, because that's, like, one of my favorite games.
Also, yeah, you probably should do, like, if you do Fallout, that game, you have to do the whole series. I'd watch that.
I know.
It'd
be so hard, though. It'd be, like, 78 episodes. I'd do, like, every little detail. I'd be so precise.
When?
Probably not.
When one of us do get the capture cards, first thing we're doing is, by the time that happens, there's gonna be a fourth member, or even 5. And most likely, they're gonna live within the range that we could get, like, group up, because Jeremy's the farthest of the way. But, first thing we're doing for a game night, I'm 100% on the way. We're going to do some COD Zombies for the win.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I want to play multiplayer zombies and just do it for the win. MLG. I don't really know what after that. That's probably... I don't know, we're most likely gonna do transit in the new map that's coming out.
Is it true that you can be turned into a zombie? Because I've heard that from, like, Joshua, my friend Keegan, a whole bunch of other people, like, that'd be amazing.
Yes, that's a new game mode. You could be a zombie in the new DLC pack. Which probably is gonna suck because did you see the trailer?
No, I have not.
It looks like you're just a normal zombie, and if you are, then you're gonna get killed pretty easily.
I heard you throw, like, mouses as bombs and stuff when you're a zombie rat.
From the trailer, it looks like they're gonna have, like, suicide bombers.
Ew, so it's gonna be like Afghanistan zombies?
Oh, no.
Allah, boom.
You didn't see, like, any pictures or anything? They have, like,
no,
these...
No, you know, but I can't do it right
strap.
Now.
They, like, C4 strapped to their chest. And I was talking to Mackenzie, I'm like, dude, they probably, like, make it so you have to aim for the head. Or they're gonna blow up in your face.
Huh, weird.
I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, guess what? It's almost been an hour.
An hour? Yeah, but
it's
we started recording within, like, 30 minutes, though. So... I don't want to have, like, a 20-minute episode. That's kind of gross. At first, I'm like, no way we're making it 13 minutes into this, because we've been talking about random stuff. It's funny because the way we started this podcast, we thought about it the first time Dan came to my house. We were like going to sleep and we had like this chat for like 3 hours. And we're like, wow, this would be perfect podcast material. And then we tried a bunch of times, but like, first time's the charm. After that, it just sucks. You don't get anything good. You remember that?
Yep. And I remember when I was over here at your house, and like, we tried that lava girl or whatever, let's play again, and I was like talking like this like the whole time.
Yeah.
But then when I started talking normal, you couldn't hear me, so, you know, it was kind of horrible.
We actually did record that, but we're not uploading that one. We're getting
a blooper version, like.
We're going to upload a perfect one. It's not gonna be one episode. It's gonna be a whole series until we beat the game.
No, Devin, we cannot do that again. You know how horrible that was. Me at the beginning there.
Didn't I, like, rage at the end? Yeah, I did, killed myself after I was like, no, you're gonna die. And then I killed myself, and then I was like...
There's a party going on in my house, did you know that?
With who?
I don't know, with, like, 20 people, and I'm sitting in my
room. Ew.
Scared.
Your house is so small, though. Did you, like, move? Your house is so big.
Big, and
it's
like small.
I mean small. I meant that. I didn't think you could fit 20 people in there.
Well, we just made like... We have a hallway, a big hallway now. My room got so small now, but it's nice and cozy. It's so different now. As soon as you see my house, you'd be like...
Is it like a closet?
Your room looks different. Excuse my language. I'm tired and...
Whoa, I didn't even notice that. Holy potato.
I can count to a potato.
You're tired? It's only like 10.
Yeah, I know, but Hold on.
I'm trying to reach for my door because it opened. It's too far away. Just improvise for like 20 seconds. Just talk about... Since I'm not good, I have to take off my headphones, so I won't hear what you're saying, but don't be a derp. Talk about like... Anything. Really. Go. Now.
Okay, So yeah, for my new, my channel, I'm gonna, like, hopefully if I get a capture card and get my, computer fixed, I would,
I'm back.
Why am I saying,
I'm back.
No, okay. Back. Okay, well, I will continue on what I was saying.
Okay.
I will hopefully be able to record my voice with, like, Audacity and then, like, be playing, like, Fall at the same time while recording it, so you guys would be able to hear me. Like, yes.
I just thought of the most amazing thing. It's gonna be like, it's getting late, kind of. And you know what me and Dan love to do. We love reading really, really cheesy, scary stories. We should make like a 2-hour special that it's already like 45 minutes in, but I have a good feeling about this because right now, as we speak, I'm looking through scary stories. I'm going to read one to you guys right now. Right.
I'll go get one ready so I can...
Now, don't be mad because what I am doing right at this very moment is typing in google.ca in the hotbar thing. Then I type in scary story, and then the top one is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which is a book which I read.
That book was amazing.
I know, right?
So like cheesy, ew. Amazing.
The pictures always kind of creeped me out. I could see one right now. Ew. It's not that scary. I just like kind of diarrhea in my pants. It's just scary for kids. I like nightmares for weeks. Oh, this isn't actually it. There's like a zombie with his thing in his head. Scary stories There's one called the Big Toe. Ew, I remember that one.
I'm gonna be doing a scary story. The clown statue. Dun dun dun.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Spoiler alert.
We did that once, but we never got to upload it.
It turns out to be an actual person.
Shut up!
Dude, it's the clown statue. You know right away. Like, remember when we were planning, we were recording one that's never gonna be out, and I'm like, you're like, okay, Devin, we're gonna read this story, the clown statue. And I'm like, it's a real person, isn't it? And you're like, no, listen. I remember that clearly.
Fine. I'll do a different story. It's called Humans Can Lick Too. Sounds pretty wrong.
That's the one where it's like...
Sounds like a... I don't want to say it. It sounds sexual.
Isn't it like...
It's not sexual. It's just a scary story.
Isn't it like the girl's...
sexual intercourse.
The girl's, like, arm is, like, flopping over
Shut
the
Shut up! You just ruined it! Now I'm going to read it.
No, wait. Listen. I didn't even ruin it because I didn't say it. But now I have to. The girl, like, she gets her hand licked a bunch of times by, like, her dog on the side of her bed. I don't even remember this, but it ends up not being her dog, and she finds her dog, like, in the bathroom or whatever, hung.
In her pants. Okay, you know, this one actually sounds pretty cheesy. The fatal hairdo.
I'm actually, kind of getting scared. My lights are on, because I'm kind of a wuss.
I'm a wuss, too. I'm getting scared from just, like, even though it's loud music, but, yeah, I want to read one first. Can I read one first?
Yeah, I actually haven't found one. I'm just gonna go on Creepypasta Wikipedia.
Okay, this one's called The Fatal Hairdo. Stylish teenager who has grown tired of spending hours a day teasing and lacquering her hair to attain the beehive. Hairdo is so popular in 1960s decided instead to wash it in sugar water and let it harden into perfect style. Before going to bed each night, she carefully wrapped a towel around her sugared hair and even slept on a special pillow so as not to muss it. Then one morning, she failed to come downstairs for breakfast. I swear to God, that was the whole story. Like, I'm not even kidding. That's the story. The ending. She failed to come downstairs for breakfast.
Is it, like, some kind of joke? I wasn't really listening, but you said something about her dipping her hair in sugar water to let it harden, and then she didn't come downstairs. What happened in the middle? Sorry?
Whoa, wait.
It's, like, fairly short. Could you read it again? I wasn't listening, really. Sorry. Again?
Okay. The fatal hairdo.
Okay.
A very stylish teenager girl grew tired of spending hours teasing and spraying her hair to attend an extreme beehive do. She washed her hair in sugar water, allowing it to harden in the style she wanted. At night, she carefully wrapped a towel around it and slept on a special pillow designed not to disturb the hair. Okay, you know what? I found the full story now. One morning, she failed to come down for breakfast. Her mother went up to her room only to find her dead in the bed. When the towel was removed from her head, it was discovered that she had been gnawed to death by rats or bugs. I've heard both versions. That's what it said. That's it. She got killed by rats. A rat killed her.
I was thinking, like, maybe there's some kind of joke because sugar water, maybe they ran out of sugar or whatever in breakfast. And then you tell it, and I'm like, okay, that kind of makes some more sense. I'm gonna just look up scary stories for
that everybody knows.
Scary stories for adults. That's probably
go on urbanlegends.com.
No, I hate urban legends. I know all of them. Max,
how?
My dog is like gnawing on his face. Max, stop it. Max, no. Okay, stop. No, he didn't. Okay, he's done that.
My hand fell asleep.
10 super scary spooky ghost stories that won't allow you to sleep at night.
Oh, snap, son.
It says beware. Okay.
What happened?
There's like a picture
And we did that last year, remember? We did that?
Yeah, but it wasn't...
Pictures in the face pops up.
It wasn't the same thing. It was a picture of this house saying, beware. And then, out of nowhere, it showed, like, the girl in the window, and then she, like, ran at the thing. I did not expect that. Holy crap. But, yeah, I do remember that, like, laundry room thing.
Yes.
We were in school, weren't we? Yeah, we were reading
scary stories
in school.
Then we got the chain message, and we gave one to the teacher.
The mysterious photo. There's a lot of long ones. The church trip nightmare. The sibling. The farm visitor. They're really, really long. Confusion. Charlotte.
Maybe Charlotte.
Carnal Walker. Walker. Sean.
Mr.
Walker. Ew. I was like, Sean. That's like a derpy Jesse voice. Shane, I can't even do it anymore. The Rick impression. Man, we can't do this anymore. I can't do a Shane impression. Hey, yo, Mr. White. The walker's everywhere. We got jump.
It sounds like a cross between Badger and Jesse.
Here's one. The evil doll. Okay. My mother, .. had a large temple doll. I don't know what that means. When she was a little, that doesn't make sense. My mother had a large temple doll when she was a little, whose eyes, she says, followed her. Literally. My eyes are actually giving out now. She hated that doll, and it ended up buried somewhere. Like, they don't know where it ended up, because...
Is it called Buried Alive?
No. It's called The Evil Doll. Ew! I heard a whisper. Ew. Is it my headphone? Is it like...
I heard something, too. All it sounded like was...
It's like a little meep. I heard a little meeping noise. It's like...
You know, it's a very horrible one.
Ew, it's the headphone. Knows. Hold on. Okay, it's gone now. Yeah, it was the headphone. There's like weird, creepy. I like scary stories at night.
Dude, this one sounds pretty scary. Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light? You want me to read it to you, Devin?
I'm kind of scared. I sound so wussy. Like, but this site was so messed up. First, it jump scares me. Then there's a creepy meeping noise. It was like little creepy, like, children going, like, little giggles, like...
Shut up! You're scaring me!
It was creepy! And then I'm like, I was, like, looking behind me, like, is someone there? Is it, like, my parents playing a joke on me? And then the page was really long, I scrolled up, and there's, like, this little girl with her mouth open, going meep.
That's creepy. Okay, I'm gonna read this.
Okay, I don't want to look out my window because, like, the crack of it's open. I'm afraid that something's just got popped.
Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?
Yes.
Two dormmates in college were in the
same
class.
Wait.
Just reminded them
just hold on a sec. Just hold on a sec. No, shut up. I have to turn on my lights.
Call her Julie. Got asked to this big bash by the hottest guy in school. Other dormmate, Meg, had pretty much no interest in going. And being a diligent student, she took notes on what the midterm was about. After the entire period of flirting with her date, Julie was totally unprepared for the test, while Meg was completely prepared for a major study date with her book. At the end of the day, Jill spent hours getting ready for the party while Meg started studying. Jill tried to get Meg to go, but she wasn't interested in that. She would study and pass the test. Girls were rather close, and Jill didn't like leaving Meg alone to be bored. While she was out having a blast, Jill finally gave up using the excuse that she would cram in homeroom the next day.
Yeah.
Julie went to the party and had the time of her life with her date. She headed back to the dorm around 2 a.m. and decided not to wake Meg. She went to bed nervous about the midterm and decided she would wake up early to ask Meg for help. She woke up and went to wake Meg. Meg was lying on her stomach, apparently sound asleep. Julie rolled Meg over to reveal Meg's terrifying face.
Julie, aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights? I do not know what. What? Hello? What? You just stopped.
Cause it was over.
What? It's okay, I'm fine now. I just was, like, singing songs while you were reading. I didn't hear the ending. I was singing.
Okay, so,
like, the last peg.
She woke up early in the morning, decided to get help with her studying. She turned on the desk lamp and seen all blood on her studying Meg was slaughtered. She fell to the floor in shock and seen on the wall in Meg's blood. Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights last night? She left the lights off last night because she didn't want to wake up Meg.
It was a killer.
Okay, I'm going to read one more story.
What is it?
Bloody Mary.
No, don't do it. Dude, no.
I'm doing it.
No, dude. You want to hear this pitiful story that my uncle did? The one I told you I don't like?
Okay.
Well, like, way back when I was, like, in youth group. I sound like a retard. When I was in youth group, there were... We were, like, doing scary stories and stuff. Like, there's this day when you did scary stories. And then this girl, she was talking about, like, Bloody Mary. And she told us about the mirror and stuff. And I'm like, what? And then, there's, like, a bathroom in that building place. And I was, like, going to it. But I kept my head down because there's a mirror in the bathroom. And I, like, went for my little wee and then, like, flushed the toilet and I, like, hopped out of the bathroom and ran away as fast as I could, not making sure I wouldn't look at the mirror. Then, like, later that day, my uncle told me about the Bloody Mary thing. And he's like, you don't even have to say the Bloody Mary 3 times. It just happened sometimes if you, like, bad or something. She's coming to get you. And I'm like, but that was way back when I was, like, 8 and for, like, you know how I have that, well, I don't anymore, but you know how I have that giant mirror in my room that, like, covers up my one wall?
Yeah.
Well, I was, like, scared to death for, like, 2 months going in my room.
Okay, well, I'm reading a story called Backseat Killer. Some of my friends...
No, it's fine, it's fine.
Crammed herself
you could read the Bloody Mary one.
Kathy House. We ended up saying Bloody Mary, more like chanting it about 20 times or so, for anything to appear. When we did finally see something, it started out as a green glow, then the darkness portrait of a face became more visible by that time half of us were screaming, so we knocked each other down, trying to get out of the bathroom, and flipped on the lights. It was a welcome relief. That was it. That was some girls and her Bloody Mary story.
You know what's weird? You know how, like, Facebook, it pops up ads now, which is gay?
Yeah.
Why is, like, 90% of it, like, sex-related ads?
I know, like, Russian girls.
And call me and get some.
Yeah, I know.
And,
I was
text me.
I'm not going to say the site's name, but I was on the site. And an ad popped up, and it's like, hey, baby. And then you could type something. I didn't type anything. And he's like, are you there? I didn't type anything. And he's like, are you there? Where do you live? Want to hook up? So then I put, like, yeah, we're... Then she's like, first, join this site for free. Then she gave me the link, and I'm like, no, I don't want to. Then she didn't send me anything.
I got one of those things. It's kind of weird, because I'm talking to them. They're all like, hello. I'm like, yeah, hi. Like, who's this? I'm like, I'm my name is Dave. And I knew what that was about. And then they're like, so, you want to meet up? I'm like... not really. And then they're like, oh, I could talk dirty. And I'm like, what? I was typing all this, and then they're like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 12, leave me alone.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I closed the ad.
Tell me that story.
That's such a... I was actually searching up something, but now I forgot. Oh yeah, I remember. I was searching up... Whoa! I was gonna search up cheesy pickup lines. I put in cheese without the Y, and then it's like the top result, cheesy pickup. Apparently, like, girls like cheesy pickup. I'm gonna tell you some right now. I hate pickup lines that are, like, gaming related. Okay, you want to hear one? This is really...
Yes, I do.
Let's commit the perfect crime. I'll steal your heart and you'll steal mine.
Oh my god.
Okay, here's a good rated one. You may fall from the sky, you may fall from a tree, but the best way to fall is in love with me.
Oh my god.
I can hear you, sister. Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should we talk again? Oh, yeah, I kinda know that one already. Is your dad an artsies because you're a masterpiece? If kisses were snowflakes, I'd send you a blizzard. Ew. You're so beautiful, you make me forget my pickup line. Oh, that's such a good one. That actually isn't too bad. Do your legs hurt from running through my dreams all night?
Whoa.
Do I know you? Cause you look a lot like my next girlfriend.
Wow. That's like a line that you would say to get kicked in the nuts or something. I don't know.
Oh, here's like really bad ones. What's your favorite color? Says, mine too.
Wow.
That's like, I'm like totally honest. If they're like, my favorite color is like green, I'm like, no, that gross. No, it's dark blue for the win. No way. You never know. Get out of here. I don't even want to talk to you. That's what I'm like. Hi, I'm new in town. These are the really bad ones. What do you want for Christmas? A date with you.
Wow.
You look familiar. That's it. If you're advertising, I'm buying. Ooh, that one's kind of weird, actually. I actually want to read a kind of good one again. Are you a parking ticket because you've got fine writing all over you? You get it? Fine. I got Skittles in my mouth. Wanna taste the rainbow?
Wow. I'm gonna use that one day.
You're I actually said that one. People call me John, but you can call me tonight. I'm gonna use that one on like a guy on the street. Cause say that to Sean. Are you lost, ma'am? Because heaven is a long way from here. Well, that was kind of bad. Heaven's missing an angel. That's like right under it. Say, I bet I can kiss you on the lips without touching you. And kiss her. Then tell her you lost the bet. Oh my god. I would have never thought about that.
Hey, Devin.
Yes?
Just 1 second. Off topic. I was just on Facebook and IGN. It just said, this is what it just said. Sony, they might retire the DualShock with the PS4, so like they're not gonna have the DualShock. That's been in there forever. But go on.
I didn't believe in heaven until I saw you. I'm not drunk, I'm just intoxicated to you. If I have a garden, I'd put your two lips and my two lips together. There are 20 angels in the world, 11 are playing, 8 are sleeping, and one of them is standing in front of me. Do you know karate? Cause your body's kicking. So do you have any New Year's resolutions? I'm looking at mine right now. Was your dad a baker? Because you got some nice buns. Hee!
Wow, that one's actually pretty awesome.
Actually, to be honest, TBH, I don't actually know what buns are. Are they like boobages or butt cheeks?
Yes, they're butt cheeks.
Oh. Ew, that's like a pervert pickup line. Ew, remember when Brooke sat on Jalen's face? Oh wait, you weren't there, were you?
No.
Well, like, I pushed...
Jalen liked it.
That's what I said. She was like standing, Brooke, and we were on the benches, and then I pushed Jalen down. Right under her butt as she was sitting down, and she like splashed all over his face. And then, for like half a second, you can hear Jalen go, ooh!
No, Jim probably went, ugh. As in, he likes it.
Are those real diamonds? I mean, are those diamonds real? She answers, yes. I was talking about the ones in your eyes.
Wow.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a dirty mind like me? Like mine, I mean. Well.
Failure.
You know beautiful is my color, girl. That's not a color, boy. It's a color of your eyes. I can't think of anyone else I'd rather survive with in a zombie apocalypse. There we go again. You know what? Crappy ones, here we go. You make me wish I weren't gay.
Oh my god! That one's horrible!
That one's perfect.
That's the best one so far.
Was your father... Here's another was your father. Was your father an alien? Because there's nothing else like you on the earth. Well, if your father was an alien, he'd be on the earth too, because you're there, so, he's on the earth too. Hi, I have big feet. okay. Girl, you're like a car accident, cause I just took you away. I don't get that one. Are you a hurricane? Insert name. Cause you're blowing me away. Here's $10. Drink until I'm really good looking, then come and talk with me. Did the sun come up or did you just smile at me? You know what I'm gonna do? If I ever get a girlfriend in my life, I'm just gonna do the total opposite of these. Mac was getting mad at me. He says I have no manners. Isn't it stupid that you... Yeah, I know. He's all like... Because... this is like sexist, but... I said, like, I'm not gonna open a car door for a girl every single time to let her in and then close it and walk around and go into the car. She has hands. Like, come on. And he's like, dude, manners. You have to be polite. I'm like, no, I'm not. No. And then I have to, like, pull out her chair at a restaurant and let her sit down. And then I have to, like, push it back. What if she's too heavy? Like, I'm not the strongest man in town.
Devin, what if you ever get married to a skinny girl, but then she turns into, like, Chloe Culver? Or Holly?
Whoa. Holly's a good person.
Holly's nice.
Don't insult. Say sorry to her right now.
I'm sorry, Holly. You're awesome.
I love you, Holly. Just kidding.
Whoa!
I don't actually love... Holly. Hold on, Holly. Holly, if you're listening to this right now, you really shouldn't be wearing makeup. You're messing with perfection. You see what I did there? You don't, do you? I use a cheesy pickup line.
I didn't hear you.
Holly. I'm gonna do the same thing again. Holly, okay. That's what I was doing while I was looking for one. Holly. You know, you might be asked to leave soon. You are making the other women look bad.
Wow. I think this turned into, like, a conversation. I don't think it's a podcast anymore.
Dan, excuse me. If I go straight this way, will I be able to reach for your heart?
Failure.
I'm pretty sure that's not what he'd be reaching for. There's something else in the way.
Snap the boobies.
Whoa. I don't know what that means either. Are you, like, face-palming?
What?
I just said... Okay, I guess you're not. I asked if you were face-palming.
No, I was, like, falling asleep. What the heck was that? Sounds like you got stabbed. And like oblivion.
You want to know, you're falling asleep. I'll wake you up with top 10 jokes of the day. Clean jokes. I have to put clean. Oh no, there's some at the McDonald's website.
But dirty jokes are the best.
I don't actually get dirty jokes. Ew.
Oh snap, son.
Ew. Top 10 jokes of 2011. The highest one was rated 3.7 out of 10. I don't think
wow.
This is... It's kind of like, knock knock, who's there runs away. Hold on, here's one. Fringe jokes. Fringe. Sigh.
Fringe is a stupid... Fringe is a TV show.
I know.
I watch it.
Ew, you watch Fringe?
I watch Fringe. Fringe is amazing.
I only watched, like, one episode, and, like, it was this girl, and for some reason, everyone around her, their heads, like, blew up.
I haven't watched that episode, but yes.
Is it, like, a she super... Had, like,
it's all about, like, spontaneous human combustion and all that kind of stuff. It's actually a really good TV show if you get into it.
Ugh. Yeah. I actually can't find any jokes. But, guess what we're gonna be doing tomorrow if this uploads today?
What are we gonna be doing, Devin?
I said guess.
Eating pancakes for breakfast.
No.
Having a nap.
You know
doing
what's gonna
another
happen?
Podcast.
This? No, not. Probably not. Sometime. It'll actually have to be tomorrow. We're... Somehow, even if one of us has to go to one of our other houses, I don't care how. It's happening. I'm tapping my finger onto this desk. We are making another fire boy and an ice woman thing. And it's gonna be amazing. You're just gonna fart everywhere. It's gonna be glorious.
What is it, Fireboy and Lava Girl?
Yeah. No. Is it?
Fireboy and Ice Girl?
What is it?
Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
I remember that.
The movie was awesome.
Yeah. You know, isn't that the guy from Twilight in it? The
yes.
Jacob dude?
He evolved so much.
Oh, I see what you did there. Evolved. You get it? Evolved? Because
no,
he's a shark. He's a shark in the
and
movie.
What about that?
Then he goes into like a werewolf.
Oh, and now he evolved into a werewolf.
That's so
yes,
funny.
Yes, I get my own joke now.
So, you want to cut it off here? Like, if you're falling asleep.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Well, I'll talk to you later. Wait. I'm not done here. There's one more thing.
Say what?
Ew. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. I just exited it. Hold on. The suspense, hold on. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Dan?
Yeah?
I'm typing it in right now. Dan, you, like...
I know what you're doing!
What am I doing, huh?
Son gets scared, LOL.
No.
Yeah, you are.
You wanna... Dan, now, I know I've done a lot of bad stuff to you in your life. But, you know what?
What?
You, like, oh, come on, load. Dan, if I received a nickel for every time I saw someone as beautiful as you, I'd have 5 cents.
Wow. Dude, that's, like, the worst pickup line I've ever heard. Besides the...
You get it.
The gay one, or whatever.
I should have written that one down. You get it, though? Because
yeah.
I've received a nickel for every time he's seen someone as beautiful as you. He has 5 cents. That's one nickel, and he's seen you. That's the only person. Meaning he has one magical nickel. Meaning you're his soulmate. Well, technically, you're mine, since I said it. If beauty were time, you'd be eternity. I'm not drunk. Wait, that's the same one.
Let's get away. They say what's it gonna
okay,
say.
Okay, well, I think we could say, damn girl, you have more curves than a racetrack.
Well, that's calling a girl fat. Holly!
Wow. If you were a steak, you would be well done.
Oh my god!
I must be dancing with the devil because you're hot as hell.
Troll.
These are like the better ones. Are your parents retarded? Because you sure are special. That's like an insult and a compliment.
I know.
You're hotter than donut grease.
Ew. That's disgusting. Oh my god.
Okay. This is like brackets stare at girl. And then she asks, what are you doing? What are you staring at? And then you go, you before I woke up from the dream. That was a really bad one. Do you have any sunscreen? Cause you're burning me up. That never happens. Unless I like have to talk in front of the class. You make me melt like hot fudge on a Sunday. You should be someone's wife. Mine. That one's just poo.
That one's just so terrible, it's not funny.
Here's a
damn,
good one.
Girl, you're hotter than donuts.
Make sure you remember that. I gotta say it to someone at school.
I'm gonna go up to, like, Logan or say it.
Your eyes are blue like the ocean. And baby, I'm lost at sea.
Wow.
My nose is bleeding.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
This is the end. Goodbye.
Wait.
Yeah? It's kind of bleeding. I don't have a tissue, so bye.
Bye.
Hang up.
Wait. Now. Starships. We're meant to fly.
Bye. I love you guys. Not